I talk to lots of guys all the time. And I see it in the comments as well. Guys who are in toxic, I mean really toxic relationships. They're just destroying their lives, making their lives miserable. And yet they stay. And I think the reason why they stay, more than any, is that they're afraid of what comes next. They're afraid of the possibility of being alone. So today, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the benefits, the real honest-to-God benefits of being single. And none of the hyperbole, not the temperature changes, the doing your laundry, none of that bullshit. Get down to the real hardcore, what it's like being on your own, being single, midlife or later, and what life is like for you. What does it really mean to be in that place? This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. Recently, I was talking to a guy who's got a girlfriend. And this girlfriend he's had around since before his marriage officially ended, if you know what I mean. So he has not been alone for a very long time. He's about my age. He's almost 60 years old. And this girlfriend of his is in that top right-hand quadrant of the hot crazy matrix, if you know what I mean. She is hot and she is certifiable, crazy. She's done some crazy, crazy shit to him. She has made his life unstable. And he's a guy who's really successful. He's financially well off. He doesn't need to work another day in his life. He's got everything on easy street. And this beautiful, crazy woman came into his life and he thought she was the answer to his prayers. And although there are lots of things that she does that are extraordinary, and physically she checks all the boxes and she plays all the good tricks. You know, she does all the good tricks that you like in bed. But she is certifiable. And we were talking about it a couple nights ago, and we were talking about whether he should cohabitate or not, because she's making a strong play to move in with him. But here's the caveat. She doesn't want to move into the house that he lives in, despite the fact that it's a beautiful home in California near the water. She wants to get another place because his ex-wife lived in that house, and she doesn't want to be in the same space where she was. In fact, she's gone so far as to have some spiritual guru come and burn sage throughout the house to get rid of all the evil spirits. Told you, crazy. I mean, just crazy. Yeah, so he's going along with it. He's going along with it. Anyway, he's got an adult son who's in college, and he's coming home. He came home for Easter. And his son is not a fan of his dad having a girlfriend at this stage in the game. The divorce has not been that long ago. And he does not like it one bit. And dad has the wherewithal to know that he has to value his son's opinion and take care of him. So he's going to have the woman clear out. He's got her a nice hotel room just around town, you know, where she can stay while he's there. And that seemed like a really good way to go about it. But she got drunk and she went into crazy mode. And started punching him, started getting really pissed off, being very upset about the way things are, feeling like she was not being treated right because he was moving her into a hotel in order to accommodate his son. And this happened in front of his neighborhood, you know? So his nosy neighbors looking out the window as he's getting ready to drive her to the airport or to the hotel, you know, they're seeing her open-handedly smack him around and punch him in the face. Yeah, yeah. And he's asking me whether or not he should let her go, what he should do. And before he got to me, though, he did go seek out professional advice. He went to a therapist. He and his girl went to a therapist. And this was brilliant. This therapist is one of these new age therapists where I remember doing this with my wife. I can't remember what it's called, but it's this process where one person speaks and the other person listens, and then before you can speak, you need to repeat back the key parts of whatever she just said, so you are hearing each other. It's a decent practice, but it's a little flaky. Anyway, so At the end of this therapy session, this woman, the therapist, says to him that it would be advisable for him to rent out his beautiful home in California and to get another place that's clear and free of the bad mojo from his marriage so that his girlfriend would feel happy. And this therapist went on to say that it would be like setting a good example for his son to see the way his dad was honoring this woman in his life. Oh, my God. I just wanted to just, I mean, I nearly fell out of my chair, you know? It's like, oh my God, this is insanity at its finest. This is the gynocentric world of psychology that has just gone completely bonkers. I mean, just completely bonkers. I said, dude, there is no freaking way. There is no freaking way you can leave that house. I mean, you need to set a line in the sand. First of all, you should not be cohabitating with her. So here's the escalation ladder, and I think I've been through this in other videos. So when you're dating, you're sleeping in your own bed, she's sleeping in her bed, you know, you guys have sleepovers from time to time, kosher, totally kosher, because you go back to your house, you can throw her out of your house, you don't owe her nothing. You don't gotta see her in the morning, you can go about your business the next day like she doesn't exist if you choose to. There is no complications with that relationship. The minute she moves into your house, everything gets so much more complicated. Romance goes out the window. Like I said, you're shitting in the same room, you know, you're peeing in the same room, you're showering in the same room, you got all your stuff in there together. It's a terrible, terrible idea. Let this plane fly over. I don't know what was going on with that, but that plane was flying very low, less than 1,000 feet, straight over the stream. They usually don't come in that way, so something's obviously off, but anyway. Not my problem. So the cohabitation is a bad idea. You know, the only time that you can consider cohabitating, and I'll get to this at the end. I'm just gonna get to that at the end, because cohabitation is generally a bad idea because it just escalates into something worse, which is marriage. So what this guy's problem is, and this is the problem that most guys face, is breaking up is going to leave you alone. And he asked me, John, really, is being single really as good as you say it is? And I said, yes, it absolutely is. But you need to go through the darkness of being single at first before you get to that place where it really is better. And there's no other way around it. Like, it's one of those things that you just are gonna have to go through the progression, because there is an evolution of being single, just like there is in a relationship, because you're really forming a relationship with yourself. And that's what I really wanna get into with this video is, what does it mean to go through that process? And how do you know you're making progress? And what's it like when you get to the end? What most men are fearing in being alone and not having a relationship with a woman, especially guys that have had a relationship with a woman for a long time, is loneliness. And I know exactly what they're talking about. Like I've said in other videos, I think I had my first real long-term girlfriend when I was like 12 or 13 years old. And from that point forward, all the way up until my wife left, what, 6 or 7 years ago, I consistently had a woman in my life. Debu, no, come back over here. Come. And the loneliness is a disguise. It's not real. It's not what you're really afraid of. I mean, that's an aspect of it, but that's not really, really what you're afraid of. What you're really, really afraid of is coming to terms with who you truly are without a woman in your life. When there is no one else around to define you, when there is no role that you are using to shape your personality and become the person in the world, out there in the world. Because once you strip away all the bullshit, once you strip away all the roles that you have with women, as, you know, boyfriend, you know, roommate, husband, lover, once you take all that away and you're just left with you, you're just left with only you, you and only you, well, you can't lie to yourself. Like, you can't pretend to be something that you're not. You've got to be true to yourself. You always must be true to yourself. You can only pretend for other people, but in your own presence, you can only be authentic. And adapting to that is the first step, is adapting to what it's like to just be you for your own sake. That is the most difficult thing. And it's really not that difficult, quite honestly. Because once the external stimulation goes away, once you're no longer dealing with whatever out there, the women, you just naturally start to fall into your own rhythm, you know? Now, loneliness can definitely kick in there when you start to think, oh, wouldn't it be nice if, or I'm missing this. But that's more like the withdrawal symptoms of a drug addiction than it is any sense of lack that you truly have internally. It's just this external sense of stimulation that you are getting all the time that's now gone. And you just need to fill that with something else, you know? And it doesn't necessarily and probably should not be any kind of woman, quite frankly. Get a hobby, work out, get a dog. You know, drive fast cars, fly planes, jump out of planes, get a bike, do something. Find something to fill your time that's just about you being with you. In other videos, I've talked a lot about how I think that life is a classroom. It's not a courtroom. There's lots of ways to get your lessons. Women are one way. They're useful sometimes to help you get your lessons. They are not the only way to get your lessons, for you to grow as a person, to become a better man. Becoming a better man is an internal job. We find tools in our environment to help us experience that. You know, like if you're in school, you know, maybe there's a computer or a book or a resource that you need to tap into in order to learn whatever it is you need to learn. Well, life is kind of the same way. Women can be a resource that you can use to help you learn some things. But they are not necessary in any way, shape, or form. You can grow and learn as a man without having a woman in your life. And if you've had a woman in your life for a very, very long time, that's probably an indication that you need to start looking in other places for your lessons. And if you've gone from one woman to another woman to another woman like I have over the years, well, then you need to look for the pathological behaviors that you're exhibiting. I mean, I can look back on my past and I can see where my weaknesses were. I can see the pathological behavior, how I had this insecurity about being alone and alone with myself and my own thoughts and the potential for being lonely and all of that. And then the external part of it, like what will people think if I don't have a woman in my life? Like I need to get some kind of validation from the world by having a beautiful woman in my life. All of that bullshit was pathological. It's not healthy. It's not good for you in any way, shape, or form. It was only when my wife finally left that I found my peace. But it didn't start that way. It did not start that way at all. In fact, in the beginning, it was like I was free falling. I think about Tom Petty in that song, Free Falling, you know? And I kept waiting to hit something. I kept waiting for something to smack me. I felt like I was falling and falling and falling in this darkness. And I thought, what's happening? I'm out of control. I was not falling. I was learning to fly. And I know that sounds really silly and poetic, but it's true. That sensation of being untethered, of being uncoupled, is a sense of freedom that you haven't had in a very, very long time. And coming out of a 20 plus year marriage, it was like waking up one day on Mars. It's like, where the hell am I? How did I get here? What's going on in my life? Everything is upside down. But that was all false. Yes, the circumstances that brought me here were not ideal, but how I got here and what I'm doing here is exactly where I should be. And waking up on Mars in that moment was exactly the right place at the right time. And understanding that my life really truly begins today took me a few months, you know, a few months to really get a grasp of that. Because everything so significantly changed that adapting to my new environment and how it was going to work took some time. I want to say at least 3 or 4 months before things started to really click for me. Yes, there are times where there's loneliness. There are times with loneliness. But I think that being lonely is purely a state of mind. You know, once you recognize it for what it is, that it's just withdrawal symptoms from an addiction of having someone in your life and pretending to be someone that you're not, and you start to focus in on who you are, and you start to appreciate the opportunity, and I mean that profoundly, appreciate the opportunity to rediscover yourself at this stage in life and to understand not only who you've become, but who you want to be and what direction you want to take with your life and what your vision for your life is. It's a sweet, sweet opportunities, and you can't let it pass you by. If you try to kill the loneliness with alcohol or drugs, you miss it. You miss the opportunity to really, really make the most of this moment. Here comes another plane. So going back to my friend, he is a good guy. He's a really good guy. And I can tell, after being in a relationship continuously, one of two relationships now for 20 plus years, and having this beautiful woman in his life who is physically just everything he's ever wanted, who is meeting all of his physical needs. But realizing that she is a problem, like she does not fit into his life. And I think he recognizes that where his priorities are with his own son and with the peace of mind that he has in his life and with his friends and how this woman just does not fit into that. I think it's really become clear to him after our conversation that this relationship probably is not going to last. That if she were to move in with him, it would only get worse. Everything would just get so much worse. She spends the night at his house, she doesn't want him to use the bathroom in the master bath. She wants him to go down the hall because she's a light sleeper. Also, he loves going to bed at night watching TV. She doesn't want a TV in the bedroom. You know, I mean, I know these are silly little things, and maybe under some circumstances you can kind of sacrifice it, but when you put it in context with all the other craziness that she's bringing to it, you know, about the relationship with his son, trying to sell this house, and I mean, all this other craziness, it's like, can't you see the writing on the wall? I mean, it's just so clear, this woman is not right for you. You know, she may have been right at the time for a while, and it was wonderful, but at some point you have to break the addiction. You have to let it go. And making that transition from letting the addiction go to being on your own is going to involve some discomfort for a while. Just like if you quit smoking cigarettes or you quit eating chocolate or whatever it might be, your thing. When you make that initial break, it's gonna hurt for a little while. But every day that you go into it, it gets easier and easier and easier, and you learn more and more about yourself. And the real valuable benefit that you take out of this thing, the real value that comes out of this is you learn to respect yourself. And that's something that you probably haven't done for a long time. And I know that for myself, coming out of my marriage, I don't think I had a ton of respect for myself. And I think a lot of guys that have been sucking it up and putting up with the bullshit and dealing with the crazy woman in their lives and just accommodating her at every turn, every time they do that, they lose just a little bit of respect for themselves. And they reflect on it over and over and over again, wondering if they're doing the right thing and they're sacrificing for their family and they're doing this and doing that, all for someone else to play this role, to be something they think they should be. And they're, you know, stepping through that whole algorithm of life and trying to accommodate what they think they should be doing. And it's a complete loser's game, because at some point, you know it's going to all collapse in on you. The idea that she's going to change, that she's going to become a better person, that she's going to see the light, is just not realistic, guys. That's just not realistic. I have talked to hundreds and hundreds of men, and I don't think I've ever had one guy say, you know, and then she made this incredible transition. She's like, she woke up one day and she was just a different person and everything got better from that point forward. No, I have not heard that story. Now, maybe that story exists out there. Maybe it does. But I can tell you, I haven't heard it yet. And I don't think you're going to hear it either. At least, and you're certainly not going to tell it. That's for damn sure. More often than not, things are only going to go down a path toward destruction. And the sooner you identify that and you change your plans and you go through that process of becoming single, deal with the loneliness, and rediscover yourself and find your self-respect again, you know, you're just going to be in a place of suffering until you make that decision. And trust me, it's worth it. It's 100% worth it. There is nothing that I can think of in my life that has been more transformational than my divorce in a positive way. It was the crossroads in my life that I needed to get to, and I only wish that I had gotten to it sooner, because from the point that that divorce happened, everything in my life has gotten immeasurably better. When you start to treat yourself as well as you have treated the women in your life, you're going to find that you enjoy your own company a lot more. When you start focusing your attention on the things that you enjoy doing, for the sake of doing them, for no one else's pleasure, for no one else's benefit, you're just doing it because you want to do it, because you like doing it. And there is no one else's opinion, no judgment, nothing else in the world that matters. It's just that you want to do it. You do it for yourself. There is a sense of peace and a sense of self-love that you just get from that, that is unreplaceable. I mean, it's one of those things that once you get into that place where you are just living your life for yourself because you like doing certain things and you just do them and you don't need to explain yourself to anyone and you don't need any excuse, you don't need anyone there to watch, you don't need anyone's approval. I mean, once you remove all the external pressures upon you doing the things that you choose to do because you want to do them and you just do them for your own pleasure, you start to get the sense of what it's like to be your authentic self. And once you fall into that routine of doing those things and being more and more authentic, you will be less and less likely to surrender that authenticity for anyone, much less a woman. Because you know that once you surrender your authenticity, you no longer know who you are. You're not being you anymore. You're being what someone else wants you to be. And why would you want to live your life from that perspective? Why would you want to live your life being someone else's stooge, you know, someone else's puppet? Why would you want to put yourself in that place? Sex just isn't worth it. It's just not worth it. My friend, he asked me, he said, John, I still have an incredible sex drive. I'm almost 60 years old and I still love that stuff, man. I still love it. And I said, dude, in order for you to do all the things that she wants you to do, we did the math on it, and it was gonna cost him in excess of 60 grand a year to accommodate her, just moving houses and stuff like that around. That doesn't count for food or dates and all that other bullshit, just dealing with the real estate issue to accommodate her in his life. 60K, it's 5,000 a month. So, man, you could have a date with a really decent escort every single week of the year for that money, you know? I mean, really, you don't even, like, if it's just about the sex, if that's all it is, man, go with a pro. I mean, they'll treat you right. You know, you don't need to deal with all that bullshit that comes with it. I mean, if that's what you're driving for, if that's what you want, there are ways to get that without having to deal with all the craziness. There are lots of women out there that just want to give you that without all the craziness. So don't let yourself fall into that trap. Once you start living your life from a purely authentic place, and you are no longer willing to compromise who you are as a man to have a woman in your life, you're just gonna be you no matter what. You are only being you. You don't care what her needs from you are. I mean, you're not gonna be an asshole. You're not gonna, you know, not treat her nice or anything like that. But you're not gonna change who you are to accommodate who she thinks you should be. Like, that doesn't matter. Like, who she thinks you should be is not up for discussion. That's not a topic that she has the right to broach with you. You are who you are. She can accept you or not. That's it. That's it. That's the only decision that she can make. But once you have someone that's willing to accept you as you are, and you enjoy her company, you guys are friends, well, then the potential for a real relationship exists. You know, then, you know, sex is sex. You know, if you need to spice things up, you know, spice them up. But you don't need to be putting up with that craziness where you're trying to, you know, pretzel yourself into some kind of a figure in order to make her happy with you. That's not a healthy way to live a life. Once you have discovered who you really are, and you enjoy your own company, and you do the things that you love to do when you want to do them, and you fill your life with those things, and the people that you enjoy hanging out with, and you develop strong friendships again, you will find that your life is full. And bringing a woman into your life and a romantic partner into your life just feels like such a pain in the ass. It's like, oh my God, I wanna deal with all that bullshit. You know, I don't care how good she is in the sack. I don't wanna have to go through that, metamorphosis. I don't wanna have to screen the crazy out. You know, because sometimes you don't get to the crazy until you've been with them for a while. And then the crazy makes its appearance, you know, a few months down the road and you're like, oh my God. You know, and it's so easy to get blinded by the, you know, like I said, the pink mist of romantic love, and to think that you've discovered the secret to happiness in your life, and it's a false god, it's a false idea, it's just not true. At this stage in life, I don't want to completely rule out the possibility that a woman has something to teach me. I mean, it's certainly possible. But at this stage in life, I believe that being good friends with women and having friends with benefits relationships is as far as it should go. The idea of inviting a woman into my home, where I live, where all my stuff is, where I do all my things, where she's going to want to change stuff, that's just not acceptable, you know? It was fine when I was 30-something, you know? I was open to it. But I'm not open to that anymore, you know? She doesn't like dogs. I'm not getting rid of my dogs. You know, I'm not going to sacrifice that. My dogs sleep with me. You know, and even if I did have a woman living in my house, I wouldn't have her sleeping in my bed. I got extra bedrooms. She can sleep down the hall, you know? I do not want to have to sacrifice the way that I have grown to enjoy my own life from a purely authentic position, where I am able to make all the decisions about the way I live my life. And quite frankly, I would rather have my three stinky dogs in my bed than to wake up every morning with some woman who's going to put demands on me, you know? And if I want to have that morning cuddle with her or whatever, then I'll go down the hall, you know? I'll let the dogs out, we'll go down the hall, we'll have our morning nookie or whatever. But I do not want to, I don't want to smell her farts. I don't want her kicking me in the, you know, in the legs. I don't want her taking up the bed, pulling the covers off. I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that. I just want peace. That's really what I want, is I just want peace. And I think that once you break the addiction of having a woman in your life and you get to that place where you can be your authentic self on a regular basis, you too will come to that place where you're like, you know, I do not want to put up with that kind of bullshit anymore. I really enjoy my own company and I really enjoy my own life and I enjoy the way things are and I am not taking it for granted. I appreciate it and I am not going to allow a woman to disrupt the serenity that I have, you know, and that's really what it is. It's just pure serenity. And I don't care how beautiful she is or how smart she is or how sexy she is or how good in bed she is. None of that stuff really matters. I've been with beautiful women. I've been with good in bed women. I've been with smart women. And one thing I have learned is that they're not going to make me happy in the long run. Like, I need to be happy first. So maybe at this point in my life where I'm actually really happy, I'll meet someone nice. But there will be a lot of boundaries around that relationship. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. Before I go, I just want to remind you that YouTube has taken control of your viewing. So if you want to take control of your viewing back from YouTube, then you need to not only like and subscribe, but you need to turn on your notifications. Otherwise, you will not necessarily see these videos in your feed. So long as you have the notification turned on, you will at least get the opportunity to determine whether you want to watch one of my videos or not. Like, you may see the topic and go, you know, John, I'm not into that one. I'm going to skip it this week. What'll happen though, is if you skip it a couple times in a row, they're going to stop showing them to you. I get text messages and comments from people all the time saying, John, I don't know what happened to you. Just dropped that in my feed for some reason. It's because you guys didn't watch a couple of my videos. Maybe I was doing something on topics you didn't care about, and so you didn't watch it, and then they stopped sending them to you. And this is what happens. They just decide that they're going to determine what it is you're going to watch. Their algorithm basically is taking control of your life. I'm going to make a whole other video on algorithms and how they control our lives and how, as independent people, we need to fight back against it. But for now, just like, subscribe, turn on the damn notifications. That way you will see these videos going forward. Anyway, till next time, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.